What's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back with Blair Bomber. I'm Blair Bomber, and I'm wearing a jersey that I got when I was in the second grade. Now, the reason that that is significant is because when I got this in the second grade, big Michael Jordan fan, give me that North Carolina, didn't even watch him play one single second at North Carolina, not even the highlights, just saw a picture of him in those blue jerseys, and I was like, I need to have that. Now, I thought when I got this jersey in the second grade and then I wore it for my fourth grade photo that I was going to grow into it. Because when you get a jersey, they don't make them extra, extra tiny small. You want to get a bigger one, you'll grow into it. This jersey is still down below my knees. And that, it hurts my ego because I want to wear this. I want to wear this out. I want to go out and be like, yo, big Jordan guy. I've had this jersey for a long time. It's a nice jersey. And then I put it on and it looks like I'm just asking somebody to fuck me at prom. It's like, he's showing a lot of leg there. It seems like he's asking for it. Yeah, kind of am. Like, I could walk outside. A girl would wear this to a dance, to like a club today, and it'd be like, oh man, she's really, her fashion sense is pretty good. We should get her some shots of Hennessy. We'll have a good time. White girls can't wear jerseys at clubs. Just, all right, white girls, if you're sitting there wearing like that Hakeem Olajuwon jersey, don't wear that. You're not looking good. You're ruining it. You're ruining it, and don't do that. Recording early morning pod, guys. How we doing? We're good? God, world's squeakiest chair. I don't even know if you can hear it when it squeaks, but it does make me want to stick both my thumbs in my eyes and then pull them out and then switch. So thumb, and then switch, and then... Your boy's been up early. Dealing with unemployment offices in California. Light him on fire. Okay. It is the most frustrating thing in the world. Because, you know what? Came back to work. Worked for like 2 weeks. Made fucking next to no money. Still got to report it because I'm a good guy. I'm a good fucking guy. I'm a good citizen. And I don't like to lie. I'll lie to women all day. But to the government, I always tell the truth. Never again. Your boy got the money I'm supposed to get from unemployment. I made like nothing. And they're like, oh, you made nothing? Well, that means you will also get nothing from us. Courtesy of Uncle Sam. Now, did I call the unemployment office 37 times and get their answering machine, their voicemail? It's so disrespectful what they do on there. Because you call and then it's immediately a woman's voice. And you're like, oh, okay, she's going to direct me to the next stage, and then I can talk to a real person. Even though I know she's a machine, it's recording, give me the next one. So you call like 12 times that way. Then on the 13th call, a man answers. You're like, oh, now we're getting somewhere. Now here comes a man coming to save my day. Nope. Just the same gist of what the chick was saying, but now the fucking asshole's saying the same thing. And then they hang up the phone. You can't even stay on hold. They just go, bye, click, over. That shit will get you in a bad mood. When you lose money because you reported that you made money, oh, should have just not reported it. You know what? I have integrity and I will no longer have that. Nope, never again. It's like when your girlfriend cheats on you for the first time because you always think that like, she loves me the same way that I love her. And then she cheats on you and you're like, I will never treat women the same again. That's how I feel about dealing with the government and getting my money. I will just lie to you guys now because you're clearly just trying to fuck me. But look, I'm not going to make this a negative podcast. I'm going to make this a positive podcast. This is what I'm doing. This is how I work shit out. I'm wearing my MJ jersey and I feel good because I put it on and I wanted to wear it. I know it's too big. I don't care. You can't see what I'm wearing, you know, from the downstairs area, okay? But from the, you know, rib cage up, it looks like it fits, right? If you're watching on YouTube, on the YouTube, if you're watching on the Instagram, you'll know. It's like, oh, Blair looks pretty good in that jersey. It fits you pretty well. Yeah. Not really. I should get it tailored, though. I didn't even realize that was a thing. Do you know that you can get shit tailored? I remember when I started realizing I could get stuff hemmed and taken in and moved around. I was like, oh, I can do that shit with, you know, you can do it with, you know, with dress clothes, with button downs and slacks and things I fucking hate wearing. It's like, that's the easiest shit to get tailored. I want jeans tailored. I want this fucking Jordan jersey tailored. Can I get that fucking shit taken in? Is that too much to ask? But you don't be that guy that walks into a place like, hey, can you fucking fix this jersey that you would... I know you've never had to cut off the bottom half of a jersey and then re-sew it so it fits my fucking skinny body, but what do you say? And they would, you know, look at you like... They would take it and then fuck it up and then just, you know, still charge you $37.99. And that's the game. That's what you have to do sometimes. I've decided that I'm going to get insanely jacked. I know. I've been shredded for a minute now. I did the Rocky thing where I get down like 140 pounds and just get real, real, real lean. And then I start putting muscle on. Just fucking like Tom Hardy, Bane level muscles. I'm trying to get trapped out. I just want my neck to be like, what's up? You guys, No, I can't wear backpacks anymore. It just slides right off. That's what I need. Fanny pack. That's why Arnold wears fanny packs. Because he can't wear a backpack because his traps are too big. And that's just the way it is, guys. I don't make these rules. It's just what's going on. I don't know, dude. Did you guys, There's going to be no fluidity of this. I'm just going to go from thing to fuck you to who cares if it sounds good. It's the morning time. The caffeine has hit me. I'm rolling. I'm ready to keep this whole thing moving. And if you're not with it, then you know what we say here, guys. What do we say? What do we say? Get fucked. Get on board or get lost. That's it. 7.5 minutes in. Hope you're ready. Well, I mean, I let it run for probably 40 seconds before I did the clappy McClack clap, and then I... Quit going. But yeah, do you want to watch the fights on Fight Island? Underwhelming. The card, the island, the whole thing. Thought it would be... I don't know what I thought it would be. I think I was picturing Mortal Kombat. Put them outside. I think that would be cool. No dome. Make it hot as shit. Make them just be sweaty and gross. And then they got to blow each other. The loser has to blow the winner. That's high stakes. Is your bull straight? Yeah, okay. Well, you know, if you lose, yeah, he gets to fuck you. How confident are you now? Okay? How good do you feel going into that fight? You're how much of an underdog? 4-1 underdog? Shit. I'm going to get fucked in my ass. Nah, the card was good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed some of the fights were good. The one that stuck out to me was Rose... Or what's, there's the one girl, Paige Van Zandt, who's an absolute dime. That girl, I'll carry all her stuff. Babe, what do you need? I'll carry it. You 17 bags? Strap them to me. I don't care. Strap them to me, then put a strap on and I want you to fuck me because you were so hot. And she got tapped out in a minute 30. So it doesn't really matter how hot you are in the UFC. If you can't fucking fight, you're going to look like a pussy. It's like the best player... It's like the hottest guy who's the 14th guy in the Lakers. We don't know his name. Can you just show us his face real quick? Okay, it's a cute light-skinned guy. Good for him. I don't want to see him play. He gets in there and plays the last minute of the game. Gets fouled, shoots free throw, makes one. Still hot. Do people love shitting on people that aren't as... like they have a status of it, right? And they're like, yeah, but you suck at that thing. It's like, dude, that guy's still in the 1%. He's still better than you'll ever be. I know that's not why you shit on people, because shitting on people... I mean, you guys know how this works. I'm just going to shit on people that are better than me, for sure. Like, Paige Van Zandt, whoop my ass. Whoop my ass, and it's not even... I can't fight. I probably have 60 pounds on her. Doesn't matter. If you're a jiu-jitsu black belt, you're just going to grab my wrist and say, oh, this is your wrist? It's mine now. Snap, snap, crackle, and pop. And, you know, I'd be hard the whole time. If I'm fighting a UFC chick and she's in any way, it could be an ugly chick. I don't care. If she's manhandling me, you better deal with this fucking wood because you better just break it. Break it because it's not going anywhere. It's just boing. Max Holloway fought for the belt against Volkanovski, he got his Holloway got robbed. If you guys watch the fight, I mean, you know when you watch figure skating and they do something perfect and you're like, that's a 10, and then they get like an 8-7 and you're like, oh, well, I guess I don't know the ins and outs of what makes that move the best or perfect. But when you're watching two dudes kick the shit out of each other, you can kind of tell who's winning. I mean, there are fights that I know that are very close. But then you watch a fight and you're like, oh, that guy is just whooping the fuck out of that guy. I mean, it's pretty, like, not close. Right? That guy's bleeding. He's tired. He's not doing any damage to the other guy. And then at the end, you're like, wait, how did that guy lose? I watched the whole thing. I'm pretty sure he kicked the shit out of that guy. But, I mean, it shows you either judges are just fucking corrupt and don't give a shit, or I know that little about fighting, which I think I do know very little about fighting, but I mean, it's instinctual, right? You can just kind of tell. I guess. I don't know. Human error, we'll count for it. And then there was the big fight. Whenever I see a fight like that, I think should be awesome. Kamaru Usman versus Jorge Masvidal, aka Street Jesus. Great nickname. Street Jesus? Come on. Perfect. And Usman, who's... Dude, you're a big guy. Can you not just slug it out with this dude? I mean, come on. I know you want to win, but you look like a fucking pussy. Usman won. His game plan, he executed it, I guess. He's kind of wrestled. Masvidal didn't let him get up. It's boring. It's like, Khabib, you're great, but no one wants to pay to watch you fight. All right? The Patriots are great, but if your score is 16-3 every week, come on.
Defense was championships.
No. Defense is for pussies. I want points. All right? It's always the unathletic guys that are like, defense is important. It's like, yeah, dude, you played center on JV and you were 5'6". You don't count. Your opinion is worthless. But hey, UFC fight still paid, you know, $85 that I still owe half of that to my roommate Isaac. Shout out to Isaac for paying that. Now I gotta fucking pay him. And that's annoying as shit because I don't have a lot of money because unemployment is fucking me, guys. Don't take it negative, Blair. Don't take a negative turn. Don't take that turn to negative town. You're better than that. I mean, I might be. I might not be. You know, I think I just got to focus on things that make me happy, all right? I've been going to the beach a lot. I've been drinking excessively. Got absolutely hammered on Friday. My boy Lee, it's his birthday. Art came in. Art's really a good dude. We drank so much that I was hungover until... probably like when I woke up today. I didn't even drink in between there. But man, dude, that shit. You start doing shots of tequila, different kinds of tequila. You're whipping Jameson late. You're getting Modelos. You got beers. You're smoking. Dude, they passed me a blunt. And your boy can smoke a little bit. Okay, I can hang. All right? I'm not going to try and win any. Like, oh, let me keep going. I got this. Let's go. Ooh, mine. Internet. No, dude, I'll just, you know, I'm a nice guy. So if you pass it to me, I'm not a pussy. I'll go, thank you. Boom, go, get a little high, and then we keep on rolling. They hand this to me, and my buddy goes, hey, man, I want you to know that thing doesn't really hit. He said, doesn't really hit. So I thought, I'm going to have to go. He's like, it doesn't really hit the way you think it's going to hit. It's going to be really, really hard. It's a moon rock. Fuck. Oh, no. And then you just cough for fucking 17 minutes and then do a shot of tequila and you're like, hey, my next 3 days are done. So this is where I'm going to be at for a while. And yeah, I had a good time. That's how I always end it. I had a good time. I had fun. Yeah. I couldn't tell you one thing we talked about, but that's always how it goes. You know, you remember the feelings. Remember stuff verbatim. If you have a good memory, hey man, remember the time you said this thing and they quote it back to you perfectly. You're like, why do you remember that? Can you just say you had fun? Can you say you laughed? Be one of the boys. Don't be the guy who's like taking notes, pulling his phone out like, oh, I got you guys now. Shut up. Fucking pussy. I don't know, guys. What have you been doing? See how I try and fill time? Hey, what have you guys been up to, as he says rhetorically, because there's no one else in the room. And it's early. It's before 10 a.m., so who's really awake? Who gets up before 10 a.m. when you're unemployed? Fucking this guy does. All right? So many gripes. The fights were fine. I don't know. Dude, it's just more fun to shit on stuff. If this was a podcast all about positivity, you wouldn't come back. That's for chicks. It literally is for chicks. Women have podcasts that are like, fucking come on, girls. Let's fucking band together and then we can accomplish anything. We can do anything we want forever. We're the best. Come on, girl. You got it. You fucking got it. You know, maybe if girls are just meaner to each other, then it'd be fun. If girls are just more open, like, hey, bitch, you look like shit in those shoes. Okay? You're just a pile of garbage, Janessa. Hey, Janessa, figure it the fuck out. Your eyeliner is terrible. Terrible. But you know, I think the fucking problem I have with... Here's the thing. I don't like when there's dudes that get excited about women who do dude stuff, right? Like, there's a video of a girl shotgunning a beer fast, and the guy's like, fucking that's my wife right there, man. Fucking that's... It's a chick hitting a golf ball far in tight jeans and heels. Like, fucking marry me, dude. Fucking that's the girl for me. It's just fucking dude. What do you mean? Why do you want your women to do what you do better than you? All right? Well, you want to whip a cock out and be like, hey, babe, you want to suck this? You'd be like, it's bigger than mine. She'd be like, I know. I'm better at it than you. And you'd be like, fuck, this fucking dude. I like women that do things that women like to do. Like, and if she likes sports, great, cool. Like, that's not a deal breaker. I'm not, like, more excited if she likes sports. I'm not stoked if she's like, I love just pounding beer and fucking bitches. It's like, you can probably fuck more bitches than me and drink more beer than me, but that doesn't mean it's fun. I don't want to be competitive. That's where it gets annoying. Do you want to go to the gym together, babe? But I could squat more than you. Nah, I'd rather just fuck myself for the rest of my life, please. And thank you. I knew a girl one time who challenged me to a pull-up competition. Look, if you think you can beat me in a pull-up competition, then you've already lost. Because, first of all, I will not participate. Second of all, man, all right? I will rip both shoulders out of my socks before I let some woman. I'm kidding. That girl was jacked, though. Pole vaulters all over her body. Just don't be rippled. Don't be jacked. That's my preference, okay? I'm not saying those women suck or they're wrong or they should be put into, you know, tiny boxes and thrown into a ravine. But if that was an option, then for sure, I'll just throw them away. And then we come back to, like, having some more reset and definitive lines of, like, men and women and gender stereotyping. It's a very important part of our culture is putting people in boxes and throwing them into ravines. You guys got to get on board, okay? You hear what I'm saying? You know what this is about, okay? Trump 2020, get on board! Shut up. It's a fucking joke. You're such a dickhead. I just don't get it. I don't get the, what's the appeal? Yeah, dude, I like my girl. She likes whiskey and she chops wood and she pisses outside. Okay, man. Sounds like you just want to fuck your best friend. Cool. I mean, that's fine. Look, if you want to go fuck your boy, as long as he's into it, go do it. Do your thing. I support you. I support you. But if you just, you know, just it's cliche to be like, I like a woman that likes what I like. You fuck a guy. They like what you like. Just do that. I want a woman to make me more well-rounded. Okay? There are things that I don't know a lot about, and I want her to teach me some things. Okay? And I'm not just talking about sewing and cleaning, okay? I'm talking about really important things, like how to wear high heels the right way, okay? How to slow dance, how to salsa. I want to learn how to salsa. Can we learn how to salsa together? Show me those things. Don't try and tell me, like, the difference between a nickel defense and a dime coverage, why it should be more important at the end of a game. Don't tell me that. I already know that. Don't try and flex on me. Okay, I know what I know. You know what you know. Let's come together. We'll meet in the middle. But if you're trying to like outdo me, I don't. We don't. I'm not. I'm competitive with enough dudes. I don't need to be competitive with the women. That it's like that's not fun. We can be competitive in card games and who can come more in one night. That's it. That's it. Card games and coming. Everything else, let's just not try and compete. Because that's just not, it's not love and basketball. All right? Oh, you think they fucking worked it all out at the end? Just cheating on each other and being jealous the entire time? Oh, we got a kid that fixes everything. Mommy, look at mommy at the end. Yeah, okay, you know how much she's making a year? $30,000. You better rehab that ACL, Quincy, and get back in the game. That was offensive. I don't know. Dude, shout out my boy Kylo. I know, not a real person's name. That's a dog's name. That's the dog of the house. Isaac and Sarah's pup Kylo just turned 3 years old. Let's give it up. 3 years old. That means he can get fucked up now. It means I can just feed him shots of tequila. Be like, Kylo, it's me and you, dude. Come on, bro. He's a big boy. He's like a 100-pound pit bull. He'll fuck you up. Unsteady truce with a pit bull in the house. Okay? Because if he just has a bad day, if I have a bad day, it would be hard for me to kill that dog. It would be unconceivable for me to even do it. Like, who has a bad day because someone kills their dog? You'll kill your wife before you kill your dog, for sure. This dog has a bad day, just kind of snaps. He could kill me, for sure. Quick, easy, no problem. Knows where I sleep. Get in the door. I think we're cuddling. He goes, ha! On my neck. It's over. He's not letting go. I got soft tissue all around here. It's over. Tuck the chin. Tuck the chin when the pit bull's around. People love dogs, okay? And I think I know why we love dogs. Because dogs are fucking stupid, all right? And we love... If someone's stupid, they're no threat. We love a big, dumb idiot, all right? We love big, dumb idiots named Jake. My buddy, Big Jake, Tom, Terry, a bunch of big, dumb fucking idiots. People love those guys. Dogs are the same way, okay? We love that dogs are kind of retarded, okay? Like, even the smartest dog in the world, what do we say? He could be as smart as a 9-year-old. Okay. So, have you talked to a 9-year-old? Ever? They don't really... They're not good at solving problems, all right? You're never going to see a cop at the airport with a 9-year-old on a leash like, okay, we're trying to find all the bombs now. Bombs and drugs, come on. Come on, Kenny, you can do it. No, fucking dogs are dumb as shit. Here's how I know dogs are dumb as shit. When our dog, the dog in the house, Kylo, when he goes out for a run and runs around, plays fetch, he comes back in. He's so tired, he's... You know how dogs, they pant and shit? We have to tell him to go drink water. Do you know that? Do you know how insane that is? To have to tell a creature, a living thing, hey, look, you know what? Hey, this thing, I know you're feeling that way. You gotta drink this or you'll die. Could you imagine if your friend came home from running 10 miles, he's tired as shit, just some big tall guy named Kevin, and he's like, oh, God. Hey, Kev, what's up, dude? I don't know, I just can't think to... Kev, do you want some water? What's water? It's that thing that's you're made predominantly of and you drink every day. Do you want some? Where is it? It's over there. It's right over there. What do I do? You just come, put it in your mouth. Kevin, you're going to fucking... Are you retarded, Kevin? You're going to die. You have to force it to drink, otherwise it'll die. And that's why we don't kill dogs in this country anyway, because they're stupid and we love them for that. All right? We love them. Love them to death. We treat them with kid gloves, but you know, yeah, that German Shepherd at the airport, it's really smart. Do my taxes. Okay? Call me an Uber. You're not that smart. Okay? Work the iPad, pup. Come on, what do you got? No? You just take shits outside? And you bark at other dogs. All right, well, guess you aren't that fucking smart. Taking shots at dogs. I don't know about all that. Maybe that was a little bit, I don't know if that was my best plan of action. Oh, another thing that I'm on right now, I told you I'm on the apps. I'm doing the app stuff, and it's been not that successful. It's been a little bit of a struggle day to day. So what I do now is I get up in the morning and I go to all seven apps and I just swipe until I can't swipe anymore. And I swipe, and then it says you're out of swipes. Good. Now I can just go on living my life the rest of the day. Otherwise, I'll keep going back to it like a game. Okay, I'll just keep going back to it like it's a line of cocaine. It's like, oh, there's some still here. I better just come back in a little bit and do some more. And then I'm going to do some more. And then I'm going to do some more drugs. That's what the apps are like. So I had to, you know, get them all out and then go. It's hard to have. You're not going to have a connection there. All right, they're over it. Women just like the match. And they're like, this guy, fucking, no. And you just sound creepy. I sound creepy. You can't, hey, what's up? That's how I say it. They hear it like, hey, what's up? See where the disconnect is there? It's not easy to make that work between two parties. If one of you thinks you're a fucking predator and the other one's just trying to like see your puss, which makes me a predator. Whatever, dude. I don't know. That might be it, boys. That might be all I got today. It's the morning pod. I mean, I wanted to get up and move and shake and... But when you don't, if you don't catch a riff the way you want it, okay, I write down notes, but then it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, I'm a little bit frustrated and I'm a little bit tired still. I'm gonna have some more caffeine. I'm gonna clean my room. That's gonna be a fun part of my day. And my boy Jake Ball is gonna get to town tomorrow, and then we're just gonna fucking, I'm just gonna drink and get fucking wasted the entire time. And am I gonna learn anything about myself? Probably not. Am I gonna make any changes in my life? Probably not. Am I gonna keep swiping on the apps? Yeah, dude. And then nothing. We feeling good about this? How we feeling? 28 minutes. It's going for 30. Fell a little bit short. Probably edited down to 25. Is what it is. Guys, we did it. Rate, review, subscribe. And fucking, can you get back to me? Fucking, you know, somebody other than Eric. EJ, love you. Keep getting back to me. Everybody else, come on. We listening or we not listening? We in or we out, team? Are we in or are we fucking out? Whatever. I'm going to go. I'm just going to go. And I'm going to be nice when I sign off today. I want all of you to have a pleasant Monday. You cunt. Ah, fuck you.